The Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City is running an unusual exhibition for 17th century Dutch artist Johannes Vermeer. In addition to his paintings, the museum is showing paintings and drawings by other artists who had been working at the same time in the same city. The exhibition challenges visitors to decide for themselves what makes Vermeer so special. David Darcy reports.
Our notion of why art is made and what it means is often a reflection of how much we know about the life of a painter, like Jackson Pollock or Vincent van Gogh. In the case of Johannes Vermeer, that notion has just as much to do with what we don't know, says critic Paul Jeremak.
We know nothing about Vermeer. We don't know what he looked like. There are no letters by Vermeer. We don't have any idea of what his personality was like, whether he loved his wife, whether he hated his wife, whether he was, you know, a drunk, whether he was, you know, a teetotaler. We know nothing about the man. He's the perfect blank canvas for later generations to interpret him in as many ways as you can possibly imagine.
Vermeer is appreciated, and Americans have been drawn to his work ever since they started collecting it in the late 19th century, because it had a soft exactitude that reminded them of photography, and because it looked at the same subjects, quiet personal moments in private life. More than a third of Vermeer's known paintings were in American collections before World War I. Since the 1860s, when critics announced that they had rediscovered Vermeer, two words recur whenever they write about him: genius and unique. Walter Liedtke is the curator of the exhibition Vermeer and the School of Delft at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
I think the main gap in the understanding of Vermeer is the social context. I mean, for a century, he's been pretty much presented as an isolated genius, and this is a 19th century topos. The art critic of the 1860s, who is said to have discovered Vermeer, Théophile Toré, spoke of the Sphinx of Delft, the silent master who comes from, and Delft was meant as a very obscure place. You didn't necessarily know where Delft was.
Vermeer grew up 3 miles from The Hague in a city of inherited wealth and sophisticated taste with a tradition of art and art collecting. With 85 paintings, only 15 of them by Vermeer, and some 30 drawings, none of them by Vermeer, Liedtke is taking issue with the idea that talent just emerges naturally.
Vermeer, when you study his stylistic development closely, you realize he's one of those many artists like Rembrandt, like Picasso, who were essentially self-taught and who devoured every bit of artistic information they could see. Vermeer has many sources. He is far from an innocent eye.
Unlike the Vermeer show at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. 6 years ago that only showed works by Vermeer, this one stresses context rather than individuality. The focus on context reflects a trend in academic art history these days, away from personal genius and scholarly connoisseurship, and toward social and cultural history. Curator Axel Ruger of the National Gallery of Art in London, where the exhibition travels in June, says the distinction between talent and environment is not so simple. This exhibition asks visitors to be connoisseurs. There's even a would-be Vermeer that scholars aren't sure about. The young woman at a virginal, on loan from a private collection in Brussels, may not be a Vermeer, but Ruger says it is from Delft.
The exhibition is sort of about find the Vermeer. And in some cases, especially with the early ones, it is sometimes when you walk into the room, perhaps not always that immediately obvious which one the Vermeer might be of, you know, these paintings. So it is also, in a way, the exhibition might give you a sense of discovery that you realize, well, why is he really that great? Because you can see him side by side with works by other artists who are perhaps only slightly less good or really not as great as he was. But, you know, that is then for the viewer to determine.
Critic Paul Jeremak.
The view of the little street from the Rijksmuseum is considered to be, by many people, to be an absolute, almost an aberration in Dutch art, this wonderful snapshot. But it hangs next to a picture by an artist that very few people know about, called Vosmar. It's a view of a Dutch town, and he's an artist that no one really knows very much about, a minor artist, but his picture really, you know, shows that Vermeer is part of a tradition.
If Vermeer is still the star of this show, the exhibition offers a rare look at another would-be star, Karel Fabricius, a student of Rembrandt who's represented by 5 of the 9 surviving paintings that he's known to have made, including 2 self-portraits and a view of Delft streets. In 1654, the 32-year-old Fabricius and almost everything he ever painted perished in an explosion of the city's powder magazine. That disaster is also depicted in the Met show.
Fabricius was roundly mourned. His death was considered a disaster for art. And in fact, there was a contemporary poet that wrote about Vermeer rising like a phoenix from the ashes that were Fabricius. So the attitude was among contemporary critics that Vermeer would take the genius of Fabricius and take it to a new level.
2 years later, the signs that Vermeer would find his own direction are evident in a Caravaggio-inspired brothel scene that has not been loaned in 300 years, the Procurus. It's in the collection of the Dresden Museum in the former East Germany. Curator Walter Liedtke.
It's the transitional moment between his early history pictures and his scenes of modern life. But this scene of modern life is done in a very stage-like or theatrical manner, drawing on a tradition of bordello scenes, which go back to Caravaggio and even further. In fact, the picture actually breaks into pieces, in a sense, because the apparent self-portrait to the left looks like a mirror image, like the man recorded what light looked in his bathroom mirror, you might say. And that mirror looks like it's propped in front of a Caravaggesque canvas. The rest of the picture is not quite as naturalistic as the self-portrait part of it. Vermeer's really teaching himself at this phase and drawing on different sources. And those formative works are always fascinating. The young Picasso, the young Rembrandt, the young Vermeer. You see the past, the present, and the future in such a painting.
The Procurus, like most Vermeers, is hard to borrow. The principal reason why Vermeer shows are so infrequent compared to Picasso or even Rembrandt exhibitions. School of Delft shows are even rarer, says curator Walter Liedtke. Works by some of Vermeer's contemporary were even harder to get for the exhibition, which runs in New York through May. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.